Well, it was a tough physical battle. Proud of our team, the way they fought through. You know, we had a number of guys going in and out of the game. The ability to, you know, keep playing and you know, had some opportunities, particularly in the second half, we didn't take advantage of. You know, offensively, had a slow start during the first half. Third down production wasn't quite what it needed to be. Ball security was definitely not a strength of ours tonight. Defensively, I thought our guys did a heck of a job stopping the run. Big play production in the passing game was against us, and special teams field position could have been better. So tough night. I think we're a team that, you know, needs to recover in a number of different ways. The flow and the that we were looking for wasn't quite what we needed to get a victory here tonight. So with that, I'll take your questions. It was fourth and two. We were on a 12-play drive. Felt the advantages to the offense in that particular situation. And we had a solid, you know, solid play call. And that's my decision. Oh, definitely. I mean, it was 11-12 play drive there. You know, I definitely felt that we were playing the way we needed to play. It was capable of playing. So,
did you get a good look at that pass interference at the end on Randall? Was that
no, I didn't get a good look at it. What'd you think?
It was really close.
Okay.
Mike, typically when, you know, Aaron isn't as accurate as he normally is, what do you look at? What do you try to do during a game like that?
You know, I don't really think it's something you can draw a lot of history from. I think we're in week two of the season. You know, we won these tight games last year, and this is early NFL season football. We weren't very clean tonight. There was a lot of sloppy football play out there, and that's frankly what we're going to focus on ourselves. We know we can perform better. I'm more worried about the rotation and the health of our team right now. So that was a tough sled tonight, tough environment. Obviously coming off the game last week. So that's the way it is. So we got to rebound, recover, and get ready for Detroit.
I know it's only two games, but Rodgers is going like 14 in a row now with 100 passer rating without one. What do you think is going on there?
This is a new season. You've answered your question in your question. It's two games. Our rhythm in the passing game was not what we would have liked it to have been tonight. And so, you know, that always starts with me. Anything that goes on with offense, so we'll go back and we'll look at it. We got 2 weeks of live action to, you know, evaluate and move forward. But we will improve.
Mike, even with the struggles early on, frustrating just to have those chances at the end. You're maybe one first down or so away a couple times there from getting a chance to battle.
It's football. I think you would have thought all week we knew it was going to be a challenging night. This game's not played on paper. It's played. It's why you play the game. So we had some opportunities. We just weren't quite as clean as we'd like to have been.
Run defense wise, what did you guys do well?
Played a good run defense. I thought we stayed in the gaps. I thought we had penetration throughout the night. And I mean, anytime you're able to hold Adrian Peterson to those kinds of numbers, it's a very good night.
Did you feel okay with your protection? I mean, there were times they blitzed you and you picked it up and everything was
fine. I think, Tom, I think it was good things, and I think things just weren't that clean. If you want to go back historically, when you're in a rhythm and things are happening, our tempo wasn't very good in the first half, in our no huddle, and you know, a lot of that's getting that first down on a drive. And, you know, getting transitioned to the next, you know, the second half of your series. So that's really 2 weeks in a row. That'll definitely be a focus for us as we go into Detroit.
Mike, you always preach fundamentals. So when you fumble the ball that many times, what goes into that?
I mean, fundamentals are, you know, a huge part of the game. I mean, it's the difference between winning and losing. So we'll practice it. We'll emphasize it. We'll keep emphasizing it. You know, demand it, and the players will demand it, and we'll improve.
More?
Really stayed on the game plan. I mean, that was part of the plan. I was looking to do that probably the third, fourth series in the game. So really just didn't make a whole lot of adjustments at halftime. We just, you know, we needed to execute better on third down. We had favorable down and distance in the first half. Don't recall a whole lot of long third down, you know, down the distances. So we focused on that.
Oh,
it's huge. I mean, it's huge on a number of different fronts. You know, we've been on the road for 4 weeks. So obviously, you know, playing in a dome stadium and where we played last week. So I mean, that's part of the challenge. We knew that going into the season, and, you know, felt like we're prepared for it. And we, you know, our numbers aren't very good today. So hopefully they'll improve by the end of the week for Detroit.